This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Some of that surge in spending that Kimberly was talking about is going to happen in New York City. We're starting tomorrow. Restaurants are going to be allowed to seat people indoors at 35% capacity. Next week, it's movie theaters, which have been closed for nearly a year. They're going to reopen in New York City at 25% capacity. The big question, of course, is whether people are actually going to come out, as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
The city that never sleeps is slowly waking up. But for many restaurants, the last year of the pandemic has been more like a nightmare. A survey by the New York City Hospitality Alliance found that 92% of restaurants could not afford to pay their rent in December. Andrew Ridgie is the executive director of the alliance. He says while he welcomes the expanded indoor seating,
pre-pandemic, it was tough enough for restaurants to survive when they had 100% occupancy in a good economy. So 35% is not enough. So many restaurateurs say they need at least 50%.
Also coming soon to New York, movie theaters. But Professor Arun Sharma at the University of Miami wonders, what are people even going to watch?
People are cautious about going to public gatherings. And number two, there's not enough good movies coming out.
There is pent-up demand and cash. Despite the unemployment crisis, a lot of people who haven't lost their jobs haven't been spending money. There hasn't been anywhere to spend it. Professor Alex Susskind at Cornell University says millennials who love their food delivery apps won't be rushing out, but
folks like me, Gen X and the boomers, we miss restaurants.
But 51-year-old Amanda Whitten from Brooklyn says there is no way she's going out until she gets vaccinated against COVID-19.
I know people who've had it last spring, who still haven't gotten lung function back all the way. And I'm just not willing to roll those dice.
So is the city ready for dinner and a movie? Chances are it'll take more than a New York minute. In New York, I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.